Ladies love O'Neill. Yeah, baby.
O'Neill on Play Central.
O'Neill on Play Central.
The music of Baloja, who's still here with us in the studio. Annalisa is here as well. We've got another artist who just walked in with a guitar as well. I did mention they're out to play. When we come back, we'll continue with some more impromptu performances. Remember, this is OOC. It's on radio, man. All right, now, do you know what Black Friday is? It's big in America and taking off in South Africa. Black Friday is the day following Thanksgiving Day in the United States, which is the fourth Thursday of November. Since the early 2000s, it has been regarded as the beginning of the Christmas shopping season in the USA, when all the shops have massive sales. People go crazy and camp outside shops the whole night for the spending frenzy. Here's the really good news. Firstly, you don't need to leave home because today everything is online. And even better, for the first time in South Africa, Clinique is celebrating Black Friday and are offering a 30% site-wide discount exclusive to Cliff Central listeners. You simply have to log on to clinique.co.za, use your offer code Cliff Central to qualify for your discount. Valid today, 27 November, only until 6 p.m. Buy your Christmas presents today with this exclusive Black Friday bargain. Remember, your code is Cliff Central, online at clinique.co.za.
O'Neill Africa, O'Neill Africa on Cliff Central, baby. Cliff Central, live with the music, popping in the jungle and we acting mad stupid. Games begin when it's from 2 to 4. There's mad music in the place, the baddest talent galore. And if you can't settle in, this ain't the place for you. We mess around and get the whole place turned to true. O'Neill Africa, and it's O'Neill Africa. O'Neill Africa, and it's O'Neill Africa. O'Neill Africa, and it's O'Neill Africa. O'Neill Africa on Cliff Central, baby.
All right, we welcome in studio Kenton.
Kenton is my full name.
The artist name is Kent Smoke.
Kent Smoke.
Yes.
Just how much do you smoke, Kent?
Ash, my man. I smoke with speed.
For them to actually include it in your name, you must be a chimney of sorts.
You know, I wished it was like a great story around that name, but I mean, it was an amazing picture that was taken of me in Durban at the Playhouse. Okay. I was younger, I had an afro, there was smoke stage, it looked like it was coming from my nose, and I was doing a solo, so it looked like this ripping of a, you know, like a Jimi Hendrix kind of look. So the guy that took the picture sent it on social media, and he named it Ken Smoke.
Okay.
And so from that day, the band started calling me Ken Smoke, and everybody else started calling me Ken Smoke. So,
well, it's a cool name. I think it's
thank you.
It's a cool name. Do you belong to a band or are you just a solo performer?
Right now, I've just embarked on my solo career.
Okay.
I've been a part of a lot of different bands. The first band was Soulstone with Clint Brink. I don't know if you remember
that.
Yes. Hey.
My second band was Urban Rain. We got a Channel O award for most gifted R&B music video. And from 2011 till now, I've been Lira's guitarist.
Okay, so you play for Lira.
I play for Lira. When I leave here, I'm going to play for Lira. I'm getting on stage at Carnival City.
Oh, nice one. She's been doing quite a lot of work internationally. So have you been traveling with her as well?
I've traveled with Lee since 2011. The day I joined her, we were traveling.
Okay.
Like, we do 9 countries. The year hasn't even started, you know what I'm saying?
Wow.
So it's been a lot of traveling, a lot of inspiration, and actually playing four liters what got me to this point. So
now, why guitar? Why not a harmonica? Why not flute? Why not anything else?
I guess when you're younger, it's what you're listening to, what you, who you're looking at, who inspires you. Mm-hmm. And when I was younger, I must be honest, I was very inspired by Ernie Smith, Jonathan Butler, Norman Brown, Jimmy Lulu. When I went to tech to do guitar, that's all we listened to, Jimmy Lulu. Point of view, you know, that's what we were we brought up with.
Now, you gentlemen, I meet you for the first time in the studio, right?
Yes.
Okay, all right. So
found out now I'm getting put on the spot. So.
Well, we've already dotted with the both of them.
Yes.
So do you have anything you wish to perform for us?
I've got my singers with me. I was hoping to perform one of my tracks from my album.
Come join us. Hi.
Come to the place and do the thing.
Yes. Come through. So they're going to join us shortly. You want to just set yourself up in the meantime?
Yeah, let me do that.
And remember, Annalisa is still here. We still have Boloja, who at some point we're hoping to just collaborate and do something together, like something that's never been done before. That's what we try to do here. It's on radio. We're just going to basically bring everybody together, and they're going to figure their way out as they play along. So Ken Smoke is here. He's going to perform something for us. He's brought along his entire band. So let's just meet them briefly. Hi.
How are you?
How you doing?
I'm good.
What was that? You and I just had chemistry just now.
Yeah, I feel like I've seen you before, though.
People say that a lot, especially at strip clubs. I'm a very familiar face.
Yeah.
So if you see a stripper driving a car, I bought that car. You well?
I'm good.
Okay, awesome. Cool. How are you, my brother?
Good in yourself.
You want to just come stand here by this microphone, yeah? You can just raise it to your level. Nice one. All right, so we're preparing for Ken Smoke's performance. This is for his solo project. Remember, he also, just as a by the way type of thing, he also plays guitar for Lira. And from here, he's going to perform with Lira at Carnival City. So, yeah, man, are you ready for us?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So, does it have a name? Do you want to just set it up for us?
Yes, it's not part of my first two singles that have been sent to radio.
Okay.
But the song is called Every Day. It was actually co-written by Linda.
Okay.
It's actually a house track, but we're going to strip it down for you guys.
Nice one. All right, Linda, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
I feel like you're going to blow us away just now. All right, let's go.
Oh, baby, I feel like the seasons are changing, and I wanna dance with you all night till morning, till the sunlight hurts my eyes and I'm blinded by your love.
Whoa.
Every day I think about you. No, baby, you got a body built for salsa. Ooh, the way you move those hips burns a fire, you're undeniable.
Take it in your stride and do what you do, 'cause you do it best. Whoa.
Every day I think about you. Every day,
Every day I think about you, every day. Every day I think about you, every day. Every day I think about you. About you every day. Every day I think 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 about you.
Nice one. So that's Ken Smoke along with the band. What's the name of the song again?
The song is called Every Day.
Every Day.
Yes.
Now, is this part of a specific album?
Or? Yes, it's part of my first ever solo album.
All right. You mentioned that it's house. The original version is house.
Yes, yes.
Is that the sound that's consistent throughout the album? Is it house?
Yes, it is. It's sort of your up tempo. I've playing with a lot of different bands in the industry for quite some time now. Most of my experience comes from corporate and sort of festivals, and you know, that's, I've been doing a lot of party sets, so my album is quite festive in that sense. It's not completely house all the way, yeah, but it's definitely influenced by that. It's influenced by different guitarists, as I mentioned earlier, including like John Mayer, you know, and some old school stuff. So it's quite a blend, but it's definitely South African house.
All right, so I see the guitar you're using is quite different from everything else that we've seen.
Yes.
Here today, yes. Like, what's the difference between that guitar and everything else that's here?
It's just that mine is better. I'm just kidding.
Mine is expensive.
Oh, I didn't see that coming. I thought it was just rappers. So there you have it. Once again, groundbreaking.
No, I'm just kidding. I mean, that's a Taylor. This is the Washburn. It's a jazz body. It's a jazz guitar. So it's more electric than acoustic, but it works acoustically. This guitar actually was given to me by Ernie Smith.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Why doesn't it have a hole? You know, growing up, I thought that hole was meant for coins, like, because that's what I saw in the hood. Like, in the hood, they throw coins in there. That's where they kept the money and the snuff, yeah, as well. So I thought that's what the hole was for. So it's just for sound.
Yes, it's for sound.
It enhances the sound.
Yeah, it enhances the sound. This is called a hollow body.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's the metal and against the wood, and the resonation gives you a nice sound when you're playing it live when it's plugged in.
Okay, I'm going to put you, each one of you guys, on the spot. We'll start with you, Baloja. Favorite guitar player of all time?
Loco Kanza.
Loco Kanza?
Yeah.
Who's that? You have to educate us. You know,
it's from Cameroon.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
It's a combination of Jonathan Buckler, you know, local. Jonathan Buckler, Oliver Mtukudzi, type of thing. But also, it's more percussive, it's playing. You know, it's more like what I was playing.
Oh, yeah. So what's the name of that? What is that called?
Like,
I don't know what that is. Yeah. Okay, so he was just showing us something, and they decided to reach for that guitar. So why don't you just go ahead?
Because I figure we can play to that.
Yeah, okay, definitely.
So let's do it then. Let's do it. Why not?
Yeah. Okay.
Why not? All right.
But now you mustn't do these things, because we're gonna end up in studio after this. I'm supposed to go do a sound check.
That's fine. This is, look, a lot of collaborations have come from this. So
awesome.
We're hoping one will stem from this. All right. So go ahead. Just anything. Just play. On radio, ladies and gentlemen.
Baba mama manio mama subani Kuma mama ni wo siki no wo na ba ye 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 wo aku se baba no kami ye baba niyo Sometimes I feel so lonely.
Sometimes I feel the rising sun.
Sometimes I feel so confused about you.
Sometimes I feel I am confused too. But it's okay now. Let's walk away now.
I'm with you, and I believe you. It's so beautiful when we're together. Together.
Yeah.
Sing it in the road. Sing it in the road.
Thank God it's Black Friday.
Yes.
Thank God it's Black Friday. Thank God it's Black Friday.
Thank God it's Black Friday.
Thank God it's Black Friday.
It's Friday.
Friday, so let's get our dancing shoes on.
We're gonna dance, dance, dance forever.
Dance, dance, dance forever.
Yes, forever.
Forever.
It's Friday. Oh, it's Friday.
It's Friday.
Thank God it's Friday.
We gotta dance and dance and dance and dance. Dance, dance tomorrow.
Every day should be like this, honestly. Like, every day, like.
Oh yeah.
Musicians should just come together and just make music. Wow. Nice one. So, gentlemen, the touring. So are you in the background, or are you, obviously when you're with Lita and I, you're in the background.
Yes.
And then is the experience different for you when you are in front?
Yes and no. It's the same. It's the pressure of being in front is the pressure of thinking about your entire brand.
Okay.
So I mean, yes, there's that kind of pressure. When I'm more in the background in terms of Lita space, I'm learning, I'm watching, I'm growing, and I'm enjoying myself.
Okay.
You know, I think the biggest crowd we've ever played for was just over 100,000 people in Cape Town.
Amazing.
And they did that unveiling of the Cape Town 7th Wonder of the World. And I'm telling you, the adrenaline rush, it's like, you know, are you playing the right thing? That's all out the window. It's the biggest rush, you know, of it all. When you're in front as a solo artist, there's lots to consider. Lots. Knowing your lines, melodies, playing guitar, worrying about your brand, your social media, you know, getting the album finished. You know, Jeffrey hasn't done the mix right. You need to ask him. It's a million things going on in your head.
But
the beautiful thing about stage is you can be in that moment and forget about everything. And just, that's the rush.
Annelise.
Yeah.
Now, you also, how much of you, your persona as an actor, do you bring to the table when you're performing music? Does that come into play at any point?
No.
It doesn't, eh?
I mean, look, in terms of stagecraft, knowing where my lights are, knowing how to communicate with the audience, knowing when to play loud and soft, all those physical dynamics of the artistry that I learned at Varsity, all of those things are there because they're universal. But in terms of what's happening, like Kent Smoke just said, I love it. It's... The music takes over. We are the servants, and the music does. You can't say I'm going to play well today. You can put in however many hours you want. Yeah. But once it's there, it takes you.
Now, the one thing I didn't ask you earlier on was your favorite guitar player.
You see, the things you said of all time, and it's so hard. Yeah. It's not fair. So I'm going to go with the obvious.
Jimi Hendrix.
No.
Okay.
Well, actually, let's see how obvious this is.
There are about 20 obvious.
It's not as obvious as you may think, I suppose.
One of my favorite guitarists right now, one of my favorite all time is Pat Metheny.
Okay.
He didn't compromise his music from his debut album at 18, and he's played with everyone. You know, everyone that you listen to that you think is a name in music, he's played with them, and I saw him and cried.
Nice. Can't Smoke. Yours?
Ash, man, it is very, very difficult to say.
Yeah, and you can't pick one.
If you have to put a gun to my head and I had to answer that question,
yeah,
I'd probably say it would be John Mayer.
Okay. Now, what's the ultimate solo? Like when you're listening to music and somebody's doing a solo, what has been the ultimate for you, for an artist? Because, see, the reason why I'm asking this is, imagine I'm a 5-year-old. I don't understand this. You guys are the artist.
Yeah.
What is it that you look out for when somebody does their solo?
What are the
elements that define how amazing and phenomenal an artist that person is?
Soloing, in my understanding, is a conversation.
Yeah.
Soloing is improvising. So when it's your moment and there are a set, it's like almost like maths. There's a set of different structures that are put forward to you, and how you're navigating around these structures via your conversation. That's what's grabbing me. So I'm listening to. I don't like to really talk about intelligence. I mean, it's not about that. It's more about emotion. I'm trying to draw from you because sometimes the most simplest solos ever are the most emotional. It's a combination of various things. When you get to the level of Pat Metheny, and those are like hectic jazz players. Yeah. So what I'm listening out for there is how cleverly are they approaching that specific chord at that specific time.
Mm.
You know, the chords change as they go. So the conversation that we're having is the guys interpreting the feeling that the chords are giving them and putting feeling behind it.
Nice. Now, in a band, you gentlemen are, there's something you have in common. You're all guitar players. Who's the ultimate show-off between the guitar player, the keyboard player, the drummer, the percussionist, or whatever? Who's the ultimate show-off in a band? In a band setting.
In a band, okay, I think... it depends. Usually, you know, if a band is there, it's there to back, you know, the front person.
Yeah. There's always an opportunity when an artist, towards the end of the performance, when they introduce band members. And I feel like the drama.
Oh, the drama. Oh, okay.
He always goes on. And
I was about to say the exact same thing.
Okay.
So the drama. So do you gentlemen play anything else besides guitar?
I play a little bit of everything, a little bit of keys, a little bit of bass, because of like producing and stuff. Am I a master of all of them? No.
Okay.
But I do play piano and bass and drums.
Okay.
It's funny because I feel like all guitarists have the same answer. I had to give away my bass to make sure that I focus on the guitar. I guess there's a rudimentary understanding of the keyboard and then how it relates to the fretboard.
Yeah.
It's a lot simpler, the keyboard, looking anyway at a very basic level. So we all can dabble a little bit on the keyboard, on the bass, because it's so similar to the guitar. But then you start learning the bass is actually similar to the upright bass. And then, but actually, I play guitar and a little bit of piano, a little bit of drum, percussion.
Okay, all right. Yeah, do you play anything else?
Bass and, well, not keys.
Okay.
Bass and harmonica, a little bit of harmonica.
Okay.
And stilettolo traditional, you know, it's a mouth harp.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Now, gentlemen, I understand some of you have to run. I would like us to just do something together one more time.
Sure.
Hmm. Something that just starts out of nowhere. Decide who begins it.
Nah, I love your beginnings. No, I love you. You got some nice things, man.
Okay, so so you decide. Okay, so Baloja is gonna start this one.
Sure.
So Baloja is gonna start this one. We've got one more guest joining us briefly. Once again, we've got Annalisa in the studio. He's on guitar as well. We've got Ken Smoke. We've got Baloja. And they're doing something that they've never done before.
It's so good to be on Cliff Central today. Playing my music for all you listeners out there. No, it is so good to be here. So good. I really enjoyed myself with my friends, Ken Smoke and Neil. It's so good to play our guitars. I'm feeling it. Do you feel it?
I feel it in my soul when we play the guitar so sweet. When it blows, I feel it in my heart. Can't smoke, got it going on. Everybody is so happy. So happy to be here.
Thank you for having us, yeah. Thank you.
Thank you
for giving us a smile. If it wasn't Cliff Central, we wouldn't be here. Right now I've met my friends on my guitars, and I can see them enjoying themselves. It's so good.
Yeah, yeah.
It's so good, yeah. La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la.
I've always wanted to know what that thing, the rattlesnake, what is it called?
Egg.
Oh, it's just an egg. It's just an egg. It's just an egg.
Just an egg.
Do you know what's inside the thing?
No, I don't
Have you ever tried to break? To, no, what is it?
Balls.
It's balls inside.
Story
is there
life.
Anything balls can't do? Now, sadly, this is coming to an end because they all have to leave us. They're going to places where they have to perform. Say goodbye to you. What are you up to? What's happening with you this weekend?
Thank you, man. Tomorrow I'm launching my Swazi Soul 2 album entitled Liyasiko Liyamila in Swaziland.
Okay.
And then I'll come back to do more of, you know, promos.
Yeah.
I'll be performing around places and interviews. And thank you for having me.
Where's the album? Is the album available for sale?
The album will be available, yes,
okay.
Just after the launch. But pretty much sure I will know that by Monday.
All right. Now, your music, just your body of work, where can we find it? Is there anywhere where we can find it?
You can find it on iTunes. I saw the Soul One.
Okay.
It's there on iTunes. Look for Polocha.
Okay.
If you want to follow Polocha, you can check also on Facebook.
Okay.
And also Instagram, yeah.
All right, so cool stuff, my brother. Thank you very much, and good luck in Swaziland. Please,
thank you. When are you coming there?
As soon as you okay, when you get there, speak to a couple of versions
with my friends.
Can I come?
I don't know, for some reason I just assumed there are versions everywhere.
You had this conversation today.
Yeah. We're talking about little balls now.
No, but seriously, I know I sound ignorant.
He's asking about versions. He's asking if you can come. Like, what's going on?
I just assumed there are versions everywhere. The ones that the king hasn't gone to.
Why is special Swaziland?
I don't know. I think that king, he just made it so easy for us to just think about versions and just, you know, that's...
It's a good culture, yeah?
That's the one thing I remember about Swaziland. Like,
okay,
yeah, that's the first thing.
Oh, that's great, man. That's
all right,
great.
So cool stuff. So I'll be joining you the next trip.
All right.
All right. Annalisa?
Yeah, man.
We know you're not a virgin, so so that's out the way. Hi, Miss Annalisa.
It's in the way I smile.
So what are you up to this weekend?
This weekend I start off tonight by going to see my boy Keenan Arons playing with Carlo Mombelli and Dumi Mokhorosi at The Orbit. You guys owe me money for putting this out here.
Okay. nice,
that's what
nice.
I'm going to do. They're playing in a trio setup, and it's going to be great.
All right, cool stuff. Brother, come back.
I will.
Yes, yes, yes. Can't Smoke.
Yes, sir.
We know you're going to perform alongside Lira.
Yes, tonight.
Are you ready for the show?
I'm absolutely ready. We're all excited. It's been a long time rehearsing. These are like the very rare, massive shows that she does once a year. So it's quite a big one. We're excited. I am, though, performing next week on the 4th of December at Sai Bono. I like saying Sai Bono.
Okay.
Sai Bono Discovery Center down in Newtown.
Okay.
And yeah, please go to my website, www.kensmoke.com, and you will find everything
your music,
my music, video clips, everything is there. Two songs are going to be released as singles on the 4th of December.
Okay.
On iTunes. So please look out for that. Thank
you. Nice one. And your music?
Improvisations on SoundCloud.
Okay.
I'm recording my album, crossing fingers, hopefully in 3 years' time.
Okay.
If my guitar teacher thinks I'm okay.
All right.
Can
that's
I just
fine.
Mention where I am on Twitter so people
can
find
the thing? Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. Go ahead.
It's Annalisa_Power.
Okay.
Facebook is too full. Sorry.
All right, cool. Guys, thank you very much for coming by.
Thank you so much for having us.
It's been such a great pleasure chilling with you. When we come back, we make more music. We've got one more guest to close the show joining us. Stand by.
Ladies love, O'Neill. Yeah, baby.
Sorry, the number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
00C, it's O'Neill Africa on Cliff Central. Every Friday at 2 p.m.
And my final guest for the day is here with me. Her name is Radio Finn.
Hey, thank you for having me.
You pack quite a punch. I'm listening to the song. I'm like, yo, you're so tiny, but what comes out of you?
Hey, dynamite.
So rap. Why rap?
Well, I love writing. I'm a writer by profession, and I love music, and I'm not Beyonce when it comes to singing. So I was like, you know, let me try a route that works for me, and rap seemed to make sense. And I was like, hey, I can do this.
And how long have you been doing this for?
I think properly for about a year and a half now, properly.
Okay.
Like without playing games.
All right. So do you have like a project out or are
you still? I do. I have a project out right now. It's called Take One, my first ever debut EP. Yeah. You can check it out on radiofiend.com.
All right.
Yeah.
So you write your own stuff?
I write my own stuff. I prefer it that way.
Do you freestyle?
You know what? I don't do it all the time, but I can try. I'm about trying.
Okay. All right. What kind of beat would be ideal for you?
Let's see what you got.
This might be a little too old for you, but let's see.
You got yourself. Let me hear how it sounds. Okay, I can work with this.
Okay, do your thing.
Radio Fiend. Okay. Yeah, yeah, my mama saying I'm a big shot. Now I'm feeling like a shotgun. And all you niggas pistols, never shot none. And all my rhymes crystals, give a shot num. Won't shut my mouth till I go platinum. Dub-a-dum, can you hear the drums though? Swag puff powder, rub it on your gums ho. Like I eat chowder, when my rhymes fat though. Factual, I don't need to try. Alonzo, Alfonso, I don't care, you work for me. Soft niggas get on the floor, boy twerk for me. Shots then we hit the damn floor like a burglary. Shots, then we hit the damn floor like a. Hey, listen, little girl in the big league. You ain't heard nothing, nigga. Lip read. Read my lips, rain or shine, I will succeed. And you niggas soft like you succeed.
Yo! No. Hold on. You write your stuff?
I do. I got tongue twisted there a little bit, but I had to bring it back.
Amazing.
Thank you.
Now who inspired you?
J. Cole. Like when I heard this J. Cole song and I was like, wow, I like the way he raps. Tupac, obviously. I used to rap Tupac lyrics. I think Changes was the first song I knew the words to.
Okay.
Before like my ABCs or Baba Black Sheep.
Okay.
I knew Changes. So Tupac and J. Cole are awesome.
So you're a fan of J. Cole?
Yeah, and in terms of female rappers, Azealia Banks and Tink are awesome.
Okay.
And Lil Sims. Those
things. Are you following any of the female MCs from here?
I really like Rouge. I think she's dope.
In fact, we had her here last week Friday.
Yeah, she's amazing. Her content, her voice, I think she's dope.
So is that what works for you? Content? Is that what you...
Sometimes people say you think too much and you get too deep and you think about your structuring too much and people like you should have fun with it. But to me, I think it's important to focus on content and also make it sound fun at the same time. But it has to have, you know, some depth to it.
I like you.
Thank you. I like you too.
So we've had one song from you. That was History.
Yeah, that was History. That's on my EP.
Okay. I don't know if they've sorted out the time. Let's see. So there's also Won't Stop?
Yeah, Won't Stop. That's one of my favorites.
Okay.
Yeah.
So let's check that out.
Cool. Enjoy.
Is this it?
This is... No. That is History.
This is History.
Yeah.
And...
Oh, that's History again.
I swear, like my team today, honestly, my team today. Like, okay, while they sort that out,
yes,
I'm going to play you a beat from your favorite rapper, J. Cole.
Cool.
This is Wet Dreams.
Thank you. Let's
see what you can do with it. Anything.
Okay.
Could be an existing verse.
Okay. Let me, okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Radio Fiend, yes, I make an impression. Y'all know I'm the answer, no need for second guessing. The hasty adapted that this game here is missing. Watch them plug me in, light it up, high definition. Hombres run for me like you could swear my name was Mexico. Making the situation tight for you, oh, there she go. Incredible, way I flow, truly something credible. This is just a soundbite, know my issues go made. Though I really hope this sounds right, ain't that adorable. They think they can change me, but I'm not affordable. Menopausal lyrics, my flow ain't nothing regular. vernacular. All I speak is greatness. Call this a vernacular. Born to shine brighter than the brightest thing around. How can I steal your shine when it is nowhere to be found? Only time that I lose is when I drop a couple pound. Only reason you win is cause you keep losers around. Yeah.
I'm actually looking outside. Some of the artists I had here, they're blown away by your skill. I'm a huge fan of content. I'm a huge fan of content. And clearly, this is something that... How do you stay afloat? How do you ensure that you're always on top of your game in terms of content?
That's an interesting...
Is there anyone you listen to or what you do,
read? The weird thing is I actually don't listen to a lot of hip-hop.
Okay.
I really listen to, 10% hip-hop. And I listen to a lot of, I love 90s and 80s music, and I try not to listen to hip-hop because I want my own voice and my own sound, and I don't want to get influenced.
Yeah.
So when I write, I can be inspired by something so random. I'll be in the kitchen, and I just come up with a line, and it just flows. I love writing. I love writing, so it's just my thing.
Do you have any project or any music that's out on rotation?
I think my last song, Ceiling and Take One, I think they're on YFM and 5FM, if I'm not mistaken.
All right.
But I'm still really underground and unknown, so next year.
Do you have a big team that you work with?
Very small team. I think we're about five, four people. Just and they're all my friends, these guys here. And my producer, Dutch, he made all the songs on the EP. He's incredible, all from Zimbabwe. He's trying to do a wild thing.
I think you're gonna do amazingly well.
I think
you're one of the finest MCs I've heard. I've hosted female MCs here, and I don't know why. You should be on high rotation everywhere. I honestly think
hopefully,
you should.
Yeah, that would be awesome. I think next year.
Is there anyone you wish to work with in particular?
Ha. Okay. In terms of rap. Oh, that guy there. But in terms of rap, Annalise
would love to work with you.
He seems cool.
He's a dope guy. He's a dope guy. In fact, we're about to leave now, so you can wait for her.
I'll catch you now.
So yes. Is there anyone else?
I'd love to work with Ricky Rick. I think he's amazing. PH Fat would be cool as well. I love Chiano Sky.
Okay.
She's cool, so I'd love to work with those people.
Have you made any plans to meet Ricky Rick? Has he heard any of your music?
I don't think he's heard any of my music, but hopefully he'll bump into it on the airwaves. And I'd love, if you're listening, Ricky.
Okay.
I would love to do something. That would be cool.
Okay. I'll tell you what. I'll pass on your music to Ricky Rick.
Will you do that?
Yes,
that
I'll
awesome.
Do that. Because you know why?
Thank
because
you.
I honestly think
you
should
so
be on high rotation everywhere. You're every bit as good as all the MCs, if not better.
Okay.
All the female
you.
MCs that I've
thank
heard.
You.
You're amazing.
Thank you so
you're
much.
You're honestly amazing.
I appreciate that.
Sadly, we've run out of time. What are you up to this weekend?
Well, this weekend I'll be promoting my EP. Everyone, check it out. It's you can find it on radiofiend.com. RadioFIEN.com. Check it out. I think you'll enjoy it.
Okay. Are you on social media?
Yes. Radio Fiend. RadioFIEN. Same on Instagram, Twitter, and everywhere else.
All right, cool stuff. Remember, everything will be available as a podcast. Everything you heard here that happened on the show, all the performances from all the performers, including Radio Fiend's performance here on the show, will be available as a podcast. That's 30 minutes on the other side of 4 p.m. Listen, good luck with everything.
Thank you so much.
And
thank you
anytime,
for having me.
Anytime you feel like coming back, do not hesitate.
I will be back.
Shout out Zahala
awesome.
And come back.
Thank you so much.
I'm out of here. Thank you to all my guests, each and every single one of them. And more importantly, I'd like to thank you all for listening. Make sure that you download the podcast and you can listen to it at any time you feel like. You could be at the gym. That's what's so beautiful about this thing, that you can literally store it in your phone and listen to it when you're ready to listen to it. Thank you to my team and everybody who made sure that the show was a success. I'm out of here. O'Neal Africa, and it's O'Neal Africa. O'Neal Africa, and it's O'Neal Africa. O'Neal Africa, and it's O'Neal Africa. O'Neal Africa on Cliff Central, baby. Cliff Central, live with the music. Popping in the jungle and we acting mad stupid. Games begin when it's from 2 to 4. There's mad music in the
place, it bad as hell and galore. And if you can't settle in, this ain't the place for you. We mess around and get the whole place turned.
It's true.
O'Neal Africa, and it's O'Neal.